The schooner. Farther inside this long bar, near Lake and Hiawatha, they burn. Over beers in the dark, these men and two women, creaking fatigue on stools, dead drunk. It is summer, the sun a cancer. The god of silence today has called a quorum of minor gods who have created and destroyed whole voices and lives. Where else to go if all you want is to drink to the sound of clearing throats? The verdict is in. Men of hope shall be resigned to steal quiet turns, vomiting. Stunned prairie horse spirits surviving civilization. Some come with money to grin through a second happy hour. Others doze after one shot like a bullet from behind, teetering faded tattoos over silver threads of drool. The bartender collects a pile of quarters and dimes, picks out the lint. Sally, an old white lady with a pink mohawk, cackles. Sometimes life splatters like an artist with no training or vision. Imagine stick figures walking through a world of rich, seeping colors. Smiling, they inhabit donated baggy denim and flannel. One fermenting soul gets stabbed for singing another's karaoke song. One human being in red sparkly pumps gets attacked, then imprisoned for being too male or female for another's liking. Meth once in the popcorn machine, pull tabs rigged, meat raffle rigged. Every bar at 3 p.m. is a ship just after the storm. You're alive is enough cause for celebration. I could tell you I drank there because the attic I lived in had no air conditioner. I could say it was a period when I was unemployed or lived only two blocks away. My father took his life. I just liked fruit flies. I remember a novel in progress about space garbage, and on the 4th of July and Super Sunday, they put out celery and pizzas for free on the duct-taped pinball machine. But really, it was the water lilies, how they'd reappear and disappear in the stiff late-night breeze, buzzing above crushed cans and condoms in wet leaves on each slow stumble home. One a fuzzy planet, another a troubled century, a third just another lazy-eyed junkie on the block named Lene. A man steps into a bar, takes a seat between an old Norwegian, a Somali, and an Indian. There's no punchline. Instead, it's like anti-church or descending the Grand Canyon. Only at bedrock can you look up and witness all the lavish gradations of loss. The world is full of missionaries. Only the angel of death can kiss and hand you the knife you'll need to carve out your own capacity to be happy. So I did.